This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
It wasn't a great weekend to be leading a playoff series, but it was a great weekend for having some hazies in the name of Mother's Day. Welcome to Fantasy NBA Today podcast, a sports ethos presentation hosted by yours truly, Aaron Brewski, FSWA Hall of Famer Steve, Dr. A. Alexander, and obviously thank you to all the mothers out there who give of themselves selflessly. I know family stuff is tricky, but you know, absent that, if you can kick back a couple of hazies, if you can't tell them into the hazies right now, you know, pawn the kiddos off on the grandparents for a few hours, I'm all in on this celebration of the human spirit. But nevertheless, I digress. Today, we're talking NBA playoffs while it's nice and fresh before we move into a bunch of the wonkiest, most fantasy hoop-centric analysis you're going to find on planet Earth. And for that, I bring in other than Steve Alexander, Dr. A. How are you doing, Steve? How was your weekend?
I did not have any hazy IPAs. I did have some Tropicalia, though. I think they might make a hazy trop, but you can only buy this beer in Georgia, so Nobody knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah, well, I mean, there was a Pliny the Elder out here that once started out like that. I don't know if it's gone worldwide or not, but people would be fighting each other to get these beers, and you can only buy one. Is it kind of like that?
No, but Thor drank a Tropicalia in the Avengers movie, like the big one a couple years ago. So that was a big deal around here.
I am smitten already. Tropicalia. I'm writing this down. I'm definitely always on the hunt for a good new beer. I'm stuck in hazy IPA land, and I know everybody else is as well. And we're all trying to get out of it because we want to be able to drink more than one beer when we go out. Okay, BetOnline is your number one source for all of your summer sports this season, from MLB to golf, NBA, and NHL playoffs. Get all the latest stats, news, and scores available to follow your favorite teams, and also get the latest odds and lines, including the latest team matchups, player props, and odds on just about every sport there is. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to get on the action. Bet online, where the game starts. I don't know about you, because I was, I had my wagers for this last weekend, and none of them panned out, or at least most of them didn't pan out. I had a lot of money heading towards series being clinched up or wrapped up, and it just didn't happen that way. Great, again, as I said in the open, great time if you were falling behind in a series this weekend. I think what I'm most noticing in these playoffs, it's the role of momentum. And I don't know, you know, is there any sort of through line between that, or is it just as simple as, you know, teams that were losing are now winning? But it just seems to me that momentum on their people's on their home floor even are just getting kind of wiped out. What's your takeaways from, I guess, this weekend overall, and then we can start diving into the action itself?
Pretty weird. As far as, well, the home court thing is weird. Like, Denver gets blown out at home two times in a row. Charles Barkley and I guarantee that series is over. And then Denver comes back and pretty much smacks them in the mouth two games in a row. And now we're back to square one, where Denver now has momentum and control of the series when it seemed like they were dead in the water 2 days ago. The Knicks lose OG Anunoby, and the next thing you know, the Pacers are running it up on them, and now Pacers have momentum. It looks like they've taken control. Oklahoma City can't lose at home the whole playoffs, and then Dallas comes in there, punches them, then goes back to Dallas, takes another big one, and now that, you know, is SGA as good as Luka is the big narrative there. So yeah, there's just a lot going on in these playoffs, and it is weird. It is all about momentum shifts and home court.
That's been the hardest thing to handicap about it is you're almost looking at the same player, just two different versions, and it's happening across so many different games and series. It's I feel like I'm coin flipping poorly when I make these bets. And to your point about the big series, I'll call it the big series. You know, we've got the returning or the defending champions in the Denver Nuggets, and you know, the Michael Jordan coronated, you know, Anthony Edwards, Minnesota Timberwolves. When I watched that game last night, I just kept thinking to myself, man, Nikola Jokic really has levels that nobody else has. You know, we talk about Luka, you know, a lot right now. It's playoffs and you know, he's your guy. And we're just watching that series real close. But like, it feels like Jokic is everything that Luka is, but just a couple even levels higher. And if he's going to play on his game, then it's just incumbent upon every Minnesota Timberwolf to play really, really well. And that just wasn't happening. And you even had other players for Denver that were going off. Aaron Gordon, absolutely outstanding in that game. All of the role players were getting off. I don't know if there's an analysis here other than play better, you know, if you're Minnesota. I mean, Karl Anthony Towns was terrible in that game. I think a lot starts and ends there. But, you know, when you're looking at that series in particular, what's the key for Minnesota trying to reverse the momentum as they head back to Denver?
Well, I think you nailed it. Anthony Edwards, first of all, was awesome. Nikola Jokic was awesome in that game. The difference in that game, I think, was Aaron Gordon couldn't miss a shot. I think he hit his first 10. He finished 11 of 12 with 27 points, 7 boards, 6 assists. Stealing 2 blocks. And then you got Karl Anthony Towns on the other end going 1 of 11 to start the game, 5 of 18 overall, 13 points, 12 boards. So Edwards and Jokic just cancel each other out. And then Aaron Gordon and Kat do not cancel each other out. It makes Denver way better than Minnesota. I think, to me, that's the difference in the game right there.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code POD to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code POD at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code POD.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
I was looking at just sort of the kind of comedy of small errors that was occurring for Minnesota's Jaden McDaniels, I thought, really killed them multiple times in that game. And in this way that was really hard to notice if you're at the game itself and watching it and the craziness at a game, even watching it on TV, if you're just watching it in real time and you're not going back, you know, with the remote control rewinding, trying to figure out what happened on a play, giving up these kind of bad three-pointers to guys like Kentavious Caldwell-Pope. I mean, it feels like if Denver gets a third or a fourth and a fifth guy going, you are just absolutely dead in the water. And for Jaden McDaniels, possibly the moment too big. I mean, and he followed that up with one of the most amazing plays I've seen in a while. I like yelped at a restaurant when I was watching this, the end of the first half, having been scored on. You had Anthony Edwards turn it over, trying to split a double after an amazing end of the second quarter for him. And they rush down, they get Michael Porter Jr. for a touchdown. And then McDaniels tries to throw it back the length of the court and Murray catches it and throws it into the hoop from 60 feet away. Absolute backbreaker, but he had about five of those. I don't think you take him off the floor by any means, but you know, if Karl Anthony Towns is playing bad and McDaniels is playing bad, I mean, what is the counter to that? You know, is it one of these funky big lineups that we saw when Mike Conley went out with foul trouble at the end of the second quarter? I'm grasping for straws, I think, because if I'm Minnesota, I'm probably pretty worried that I don't have a counterpunch here other than play better. Is there anything you see there for Minnesota that they could do?
Dude, I'm with you. I think they got to play better. And Nikhil Alexander-Walker has been giving them quality minutes this whole playoffs. He plays 24 minutes in that game, shoots 1 of 7. So between NAW going 1 of 7 and Karl Anthony Towns going 5 of 18, I mean, I don't know what else you do. Like, you got to play better than that. And those guys are sort of key pieces to their puzzle. And let's not forget that this Minnesota team just got done winning two games at Denver, playing incredible defense, and had Denver Nuggets trying to figure out what the heck was going on. I mean, you sort of expected the Nuggets to bounce back. I called them dead in the water, but you sort of thought they were going to take that time off and come back swinging. And they looked a lot better in these two games at Minnesota. Minnesota has got to win game 5 at Denver if they're going to have a chance. Whoever wins this game, which is when? Tomorrow night, probably. Is going to win the series. So I think we're down to a one game series.
Oh, that's beautiful. And I don't see anything there other than, like you said, Nikhil Alexander-Walker, Jaden McDaniels, you know, Karl Anthony Towns, obviously. It's really disappointing to watch the Karl Anthony Towns stuff. This is a guy that GMs, you know, 4 or 5 years ago said that they would like almost unanimously build around him going into the future. And he just doesn't know what a foul is. He has no sense of time and score, tries to make up for bad plays with even more bad plays. And it's great when he's hitting. They kind of have that unstoppable feel when he's hitting as well. And to your point about this being the game, I'm with you on that. So we'll see how that goes. Let's move over to this series that happened on the same day. I guess not such a surprising result, unless you're following my picks at Ethos Wagering. Indiana gets just an amazing head of steam in the first quarter there, and New York just crumbles. Expected result, sure. You know, New York's completely banged up. Indiana at home, sensing the moment. In terms of a takeaway from that game, other than, you know, maybe you just crumpled into a ball and throw it into the garbage can if you're the New York Knicks. Was there something in that series that, you know, coming out of a 2-2 split now heading back to New York, what's your thoughts as far as where this series heads? Is New York done?
No, they're not done. All they have to do is go home and win in New York, and then the momentum's back with them. But I thought it was interesting that Rick Carlisle actually listened to us and put Neesmith on Jalen Brunson.
And it worked, too.
Neesmith was guarding Brunson. Brunson shot 6 of 17, 0 for 5 from downtown, 18 points, 5 assists. A much more human being performance from Jalen Brunson than the superhero thing he's been doing. So that was big. I think the Pacers finally made an adjustment and got away from Nembhard and put bigger bodies on Jalen Brunson in hopes of slowing him down. I think they need to keep doing that in New York. Josh Hart and the entire team. DiVincenzo, 3 for 13. Josh Hart, 1 of 6. Hartstein, whoever. 4 points, 5 boards. Just a disaster. Like, I thought Josh Hart got hurt during this game when I saw the box score, and then I went back and looked at it. I was like, oh, no, the Pacers just blew them out of the gym in the first quarter and never looked back. And New York just threw in the towel. So
yeah, it looked like everything hit them at once. Like, yeah. The fatigue, the refereeing. I thought the refereeing, I mean, I should probably do a better job of looking into the ref assignments on this one. I thought Tony Brothers was just making it up as he was going along on the contact side. And if you're going to let teams body up Brunson, you know, especially if they've got an athletic Neesmith on him, you know, and down to Hart and DiVincenzo, they struggle to get their looks. They struggle to, you know, if they get cold, they get cold bad. They got cold bad, and then you're running around with Precious Achiuwa, you know, who actually did decently, and maybe even the best out of that starting group if you look at plus minus. But, you know, they just got nowhere to get shots from, and everything was short. So it was like the fatigue, the injuries, the lack of depth. Interesting matchup with Precious Achiuwa. You know, he's playing against his old teammate, Pascal Siakam. And I don't think you would ever think of going with Precious in this situation if you're Tom Thibodeau, but he actually has a decent amount of length and speed. And I just wonder if either of those players knows that they can, like, does Pascal know that he can get over on Precious because of their time in Toronto, and basically he's like, no, this is an automatic bucket? Or do they know that this is a fairly straight up matchup, talking offense for Siakam and defense for Achiuwa? Because if that's a thing, if he can be good defensively against Siakam, I actually think they don't lose as much as it would appear by having him in the rotation. Not that it mattered in this game. Also, we didn't get a chance to talk about the three-pointer by Nembhard in game 3. We're just talking about, like, the razor's edge. If he doesn't hit that shot, you know, you this thing could be over, and New York could have had the catbird seat with possibly getting, you know, Indy with their heads down. You win game 4, and then you get the whole week and a half to rest. Would have been an amazing turn of events if you're the New York Knicks. Instead, you just get walloped and head home. What do you think? Heading into game 5 now, so the adjustment to bring Neesmith in, and then they didn't even have to go big with TJ McConnell. He was a plus 27 or something in just 21 minutes in that game. You know, so they've kind of hit all the right buttons, and everybody played well coming out of game 4. Now, if you're Tom Thibodeau, what's next? You know, is there something you can do to free up Brunson and change that equation a little bit more?
I will find out. I don't think we really got to see enough in game 4 to know, because the Knicks shut it down so quickly. I mean, this game was literally over 3 minutes into the second quarter. And you saw Alec Burks do things. You saw TJ McConnell do things he probably wouldn't have done. Also lost in the shuffle here is Tyrese Haliburton. Played well, had 20 points, 6 boards, 5 assists, 0 turnovers. So that was encouraging to see. Felt like his 3-point shot, when he was open, they were going down. I thought he looked a little bit better than he had looked in the previous parts of the series. But As far as Thibodeau, I mean, I think he's going to be like, Jalen, do what you can to get open and go do your thing. And I think New York's mindset is we're back in the garden. We're not going to lose this game. We don't need to worry about whatever they're doing to us because we got this. And I think the Knicks are going to come out and roll because they're at home. And then we'll go back to Indy for, you know, game six, and they'll probably win that, and then we'll probably have a game seven in the garden. So the series is living up to the hype. Every game is going to be close except game four. And I just think the home teams are going to win. I mean, it's just how it is.
Yeah, and it sounds like if you're looking at the numbers, New York minus 2 or 2.5, I don't know what it's at here today. That's what I was looking at last night. Would possibly be a good place to put your cash. Let's spin over to Oklahoma City at Dallas. This series is really tight, and it's funny. It feels like it's past game four, but it's game four tonight. Monday night, Dallas leads 2-1. They go into Oklahoma City, get that win, as you mentioned earlier, and then in a really back and forth battle over the weekend, Dallas takes control of the series and they can go up 3-1 at home. You know, we talked about Luka's greatness and how he's just sort of able to pinpoint passes. So if you make a mistake on the back end of the coverage, he's able to find it. PJ Washington continues to go off. Oklahoma City can't shoot. All of a sudden, their defense kind of has, you know, instead of being the smothering defense, it's kind of moved more into the middle of the pack, it feels like. What's your read on this series? And if you had to pick one tonight, who are you taking tonight in Dallas?
Well, game three was close. It was 105-101 Dallas to give them a 2-1 lead. That was a lot of Luka doing Luka stuff. 22, 15, 5, 2 steals. Kyrie had 22, 17 shots. Finally got involved. But PJ Washington, man, like, what is happening? 27 points, 6 boards. That's 2 games in a row where he's just gone crazy. Derrick Jones Jr. took 10 shots in that game. He only made one of them. 1 of 10, 3 points. Oh, what could have been Derrick Jones Jr. It's going to be more of Luka versus SGA and the whole crew. And I feel like being in Dallas, having the home crowd, sleeping in your own bed, Dallas is going to come out and win again. And I think the Thunder are just kind of in shock. They sort of cruised through this regular season as a number one seed, got into the playoffs and swept in the first round. And then they finally get beat by Dallas. And now they've been beaten on their home court, which is huge. And they really need to win this game against Dallas, but I don't think they're going to. I think Dallas is going to hold home court, take a 3-1 lead, just behind the heroics of PJ Washington, MVP of these playoffs.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's, you know, what a pickup. Obviously, I think we've all said that over and over and over again. But I'll say this, you know, if you're just going to let the guy stand out in the corner and shoot that shot, you know, with his height, if he's that open, it's like he's shooting a free throw out there, folks. I don't know if he would play that way with you know, a third of the teams out there, at least, if not two thirds of the team that can't, you know, command a skip pass at the basically speed of light whenever he feels like it, which is Luka. Doing what Luka's doing, if this happens the way that you break it down, I think the Thunder are done. I don't think that, regardless of the home away aspect, I don't think if you're down 3-1 against a Luka Doncic team, you know, asking him to lose three times in a row, that's just a huge ask. With the components that they have, you know, Kyrie Irving finally getting loose for that 22 points and 7 assists. He's been largely quiet this series, but, you know, just the two of them together and all of those quality players, what they bring as role players, I don't think it can happen. So I really think you might, and if Oklahoma City senses that, you might see their best performance here tonight. But they've all got to be better collectively. In the details game, especially these guys, some of that youth has started to show. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander doing so much out there offensively. I just wonder how much it's taking away from his ability to kind of play both the defensive side. And while he had some great numbers on the defensive side, I just think that we've seen too many details slippage, you know, or details slip on their watch collectively as a team. And so who's sort of handling that internally, and can they get that figured out? Cause Luka's a tactician. So I'm going to probably lean towards Oklahoma City in this one, but like all of these series, I think that they're so close that it's really hard to just say definitively, yeah, I think this team's going to pull it off because I just think they're better.
What is the line?
The line for this one, let me just switch my screen here. It's -1 for Dallas. So I think Vegas and the public, at least that was the case last night. I don't know if it's shifted through the zero there. I guess, you know, the public thinks that Oklahoma City doesn't want to go down 3-1. Dallas should be getting a bigger number than that, in my opinion.
-1 at home. I'm all in on that. But
you're all in on Dallas.
I was also all in on the Nuggets being toast. So whatever.
It's been a tough one, I know, for me. Thank God for the betting journal, because we're doing pretty good there. Though Dallas needs some attention if they're going to keep playing. And really, that's the conversation from here. If Dallas obviously wins this one, then you're really starting to ask the questions of can they beat the winner of Denver, Minnesota, and do they have a chance? I think that's a more interesting question. Yes, of course, we know they have to get out of the West. Let's say that they do get out of the West, you know, how do they match up with a certain Boston squad? Boston -8.5 at Cleveland tonight. So this Boston squad is you know, just going to wipe them up tonight, yeah?
I would think so. they got the weird blowout loss out of the way already. So, yeah, it should be a easy walk in the park for Boston.
I mean, I really do feel like that's the analysis here. I'm having a hard time not pulling the trigger on Boston -8.5, but I'm really at this point in a time trying to get away from these kind of coin flippy games where, yes, Boston definitely seems like they're going to just kind of take care of business and, you know, maybe even just flex their muscles on the rest of the league a little bit here. Probably tired of feeling like, you know, why are we messing around with this opponent? Why do we want to go back 2-2 in Boston, where who knows what can happen, you know, injuries, and they're already experiencing that, pardon me, with Kristaps Porzingis. Why not just take care of business? And if they're going to take care of business, usually it's going to happen big. 8.5 points is reasonable in this scenario, but I just never know, right? Like, you know, if the two Jays, you know, Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum, if they decide that they want to take inefficient shots and, you know, people get cold, it's a big number. So I'll probably be staying away there.
And
any other thoughts on Boston Cleveland before I take us out of here? What's that?
Well, this game is at Cleveland, so that's a lot of points to give up on the road. I mean, I think Boston's going to win, but I mean, if Cleveland's going to win another game in the series, it's going to probably be tonight.
I just don't love
the 8.5 points. It's too many points to go with Boston.
Right. It really is a lot of points. That's why I'll be personally staying away from it. You know, with Cleveland, my only thing there is I just wonder about Donovan Mitchell's future. And there's just so many rumors about him. And, you know, players like that, you know, if you're the main guy and you're on your way out, you know, what happens when the chips are down? You know, if you're at home and you're starting to get beat by 10 or 15, 20 points early in the game, you know, do guys let go of the rope because they know the main guy is on his way out? Are they tight? Are they together? And actually, I thought we saw signs of them being kind of tight when they survived the Orlando series. You know, some of the stuff I saw on the court between Mitchell and Darius Garland was really promising, you know, kind of leadership quality material out of Donovan Mitchell. So I don't know. Maybe it's just rumors. Maybe it won't have any impact on anything. And again, that is a big number, so I'm going to be staying away from that. Any other final words on that series before I take us out?
No.
Okay, so we're going to be doing a bunch of pods this week. You're going to just see a ton of different stuff out there. We got two fantasy pods in the hopper. We're going to be talking, our biggest surprises of the fantasy season and then our biggest disappointments of the fantasy season. So you're going to be seeing those shows here in the coming days. Follow Dr. A, D-O-C-K-T-O-R-A, and yours truly at Aaron Bruski, A-A-R-O-N-B-R-U-S-K-I. At Sports Ethos or Sports Ethos NBA. This has been Fantasy NBA Today, presented by Bet Online, a Sports Ethos presentation. We'll see you guys soon.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.